Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Chapter of Unity. Sayyidina Nu'man ibn Bashir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, unity is a mercy and dissension and discord is a punishment. Shaitan devours the lonely one. Sayyidina Mu'az ibn Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Shaitan is the wolf for humans, just as they are wolves for sheep. The wolf grabs the lonely one, the lonely sheep which chooses to stray. So regard it compulsory upon yourselves to stay close to the group. A note, it is essential for Muslims to remain attached to the mainstream and to be wary of diverting. The mainstream refers to the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah and its adherents. Detaching oneself from the mainstream, Sayyidina Sa'id ibn Jun'ah radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever distances himself from the Jama'ah will be flung headlong into hell. It is compulsory to follow the Jama'ah. Jama'ah refers to the brand of Islam followed by the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the Tabi'een and the followers in their footsteps till the day of time. Detaching oneself from the Jama'ah would cause one to deviate and eventually enter Jahannam. The term Jama'ah, when used in this chapter, would refer to the above definition. The aid of Allah Ta'ala is upon the Jama'ah. Sayyidina Al-Fajah radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the hand of Allah is with the Jama'ah. A note here is that any affair of the Muslim Ummah, if conducted in the group form, is blessed by Allah Ta'ala with special aid. Alienating oneself from Islam, Sayyidina Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever distances himself a hand's span from the Jama'ah has taken off the noose of Islam from his neck. May Allah Ta'ala give us the true understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallah wa bihamdihi, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.